At exactly 3 p.m. on Thursday, October 30th, 1947, about 700 Baltimoreans sat in front of what were the first television sets in town, black and white with six-inch screens. They were watching Baltimore's very first television show over its first television station, WMAR, then Channel 2. The show being telecast was the sixth race at Pimlico. At the track, perched at the top of the grandstand, was a cameraman zeroing in on the starting gate. Beside him were Governor William Preston Lane and Mayor Thomas D'Alessandro, Jr., and an unknown sports personality, Jim McManus, who would go on to fame and fortune in the sports world as Jim McKay. It was McManus who got things started, placing himself in front of the camera. In an historic first, he said, quote, "Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are at Pimlico, and you are about to see Baltimore's first television event, the sixth race at Pimlico," end quote. There is a subtext here. Mayor D'Alessandro would later tell this to a friend, quote, "While McManus was talking, I was looking over the horses, and I told everybody to bet on Blue Yonder," end quote. Come post time, and suddenly there they were, off and running. And there it was on the screen, this new thing called television. The pictures of the horses restless in their starting gate. The race started as a duel, the camera tracking carefully between the favorites Chivalry and Halcano until a long shot named Oceanfront passed them both. But on the final turn, Blue Yonder came on strong to win, going away. There were a lot of winners at Pimlico that bright October day in 1947. 700 spectators who got to see the very first event to be telecast in Baltimore, the techie gang who pioneered the event, a come-from-behind horse named Blue Yonder who went on to win that day, and Mayor D'Alessandro, Jr., who told everybody that she would.